You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. It is Friday, April 27, 2007, 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, or maybe you're listening on our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Welcome to all of you, and of course those on AM and FM frequencies across the country, across the world. This information is for all of us. Okay, whether you think, well, you know, it doesn't really apply to me, I've never been in a situation like that. You might be someday, you might encounter somebody, and you might need to know where to turn to for help, and I would strongly recommend that you go here. ShatterTheDarkness.net, and with us from Shatter the Darkness, Pastor Russ Dizdar. Welcome back, sir.
Hi, Frank.
Thank you again so much. Such powerful, powerful information just all over the place. I wanted to ask you about this as well, and of course, let me give out the number again, because I know people are itching to get through here. And folks, you're all welcome. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. I was curious what your thoughts are about this, Russ. Satanic high days, numerology. Do you think that one day the other side might be a little more strong than on the other? I guess I've always kind of felt that, our enemies are our enemies all the time, not just on some days.
Well, yeah, it's just like prayer. If you don't pray for, 30 days in a row, then nothing occurs, of course.
Yeah.
If you have a special night of prayer and you go to there and there's 20 people and they're all praying, of course there's going to be more power and more sense of answers.
Damn.
Same on their side. The rules of engagement are the same. They seek their Lord. They seek, through those means. We seek the Lord Jesus, the blood of Christ, and what he's done. They have prophecies. They have words. They have all kinds of stuff. And I'm talking about the real dark left-hand path, real Luciferians. They really know what they're into. They really know the elitists. They have no question what they're into. But they also believe that Lucifer's the good guy, that he's been mistreated and given a bad cup of tea, and that they need to bring him back to power.
Right.
And that they need to do that. So in all of it, we just really need to, know who we are in Christ, know the power of God, know what we need to release constantly, because ritual days mean this. And we've got calendars and so forth, and we've been given other calendars that aren't even on the web.
Wow.
Ritual dates is just really their gathering. Of course, when they gather, if they do a little blood ritual or some kind of other thing, or a real human sacrifice or a sex ritual or something, yeah, they're going to draw more powers, and they're going to release more powers. But the other side of the story is, Frank, what we're thinking they're just meeting for their own little pleasures.
Sure.
They are meeting as warfare people. They are meeting to constantly and consistently release powers to fulfill the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I take teams out. We're praying for spiritual awakening, God to strike areas, save hundreds, for revival for churches, targeting things, doing warfare, praying against, whatever we feel is, clearly demonic. And so we're doing that and expecting to see results. They're doing the same thing and expecting to see results.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's nothing to contest them, they will get results. We had a girl one time out of Pennsylvania. She was a really, really powerful, powerful chosen one. When they first came in, you can tell, you can feel the presence. You can literally almost see the operation of the demonic on them as they're talking with us, and we're engaging them a little bit. They were talking about, when I mentioned spiritual warfare, they were alarmed. I'll tell you more about that one.
Yeah, I want to hear that. Amazing stuff. Folks, please stay with us, and don't worry. We will be getting to your calls. Pastor Russ Dizdar, extraordinarily generous with his time. And, we're going to, of course, give you guys the opportunity to ask your questions and share your stories as well. Please stay with us.
I found this company online and really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the bathroom, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, all made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dung released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Glodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detoxes for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log to herbalhealer.com and check out the online testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm so glad you're here. A powerful show. You can see a dark show, but it's not a healing show. And Pastor Restar is delivering the goods. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much. Folks, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Before we go to the phones, though, Russ, if you please continue with your story.
The girl that came on, I mentioned something about spiritual warfare and mapping or whatever, and they were like shocked. They said, "You guys don't know about that. We do." And they began to talk about what they do. Someone told me about the grid map of churches and their targeted warfare and things like that. So they're not just meeting for like jumping around pumpkins and
right.
Just saying, you know, stuff in other languages or whatever and having sex. Mm-hmm. They're in warfare mode more than ever now. There's more of them than ever now. They're in every city. They're in every place. I mean, in our own city around here, we found six different groups. And again, even what we have found, I personally believe what we have found is just the tip of the iceberg. And we have a great commitment to go as far down with compromise as possible so that we can say, hey, this is what's here and this is what's coming, and relate that to biblical prophecy. But anyway, I told her about that we're doing warfare prayer. So when she left, here's what the Lord showed me at the time. There's a Greek word called desis in the scripture, meaning specific prayer. I all of a sudden took a piece of paper and I wrote down everything of her and everything she told me about her coven, the group, the names of people, whatever, where they meet, we do, on the dates. Mm-hmm. And I began to thunder prayer over that issue. just praying over all of it, praying against demonic stuff, praying for salvation, praying against, you know, them doing any harm to a child, something like that. She showed up 3 weeks later, got out of the car, this officer that brought her down, and the first thing out of her mouth, you know, kind of yelling at me, saying, what are you guys doing? Some of your stupid spiritual warfare prayers or whatever else? And inwardly, I'm smiling, but I tell her.
Right.
And I said, why? She said, we could barely, for the last 3 weeks, we can even barely get a spirit to show up.
Wow.
So I realized then, and that's why we began to, you know, really work with this idea of prayer mapping the information and covenants and really going in that direction, praying for exposure, praying for whatever information we had concerning perpetrators for exposure and the demonic workings. And it has been we have seen the effects of it.
That's amazing.
Again and again.
Well, you know, and that's the one thing, Russ, that has just moved me so much over the years is the actual manifestation of God's hand on my life and seeing these things, you know, the unsolvable being solved, the unhealable being healed. It's such a powerful and it's an addictive experience. I mean, it's something I want to feel all the time.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you about this now, and I brought her the second time. Did she come of her own accord the first time?
Oh, sure. I mean, she's the one that contacted. The officer was somebody who came to work with us for some time, and we had a couple of former officers work with our organization. We have one that works with us now, helps out, or, you know, is part. But this Satanist contacted from the Brotherhood, contacted this officer because he did a cult crime report or like a news thing that a newspaper or whatever did a story, and she contacted him, and he contacted us, and he would bring her down for Pennsylvania. She finally moved here, and we worked, you know, with this for a number of years. Mm-hmm. They were one of the most sophisticated, and we've never given up on them. We, you know, and it's very possible they're listening, and that wow. We really deeply still care about, you know, what they've been through. I think that they've been taken back, and they're still under them up there.
Now, when they approach and they talk with you so forthcoming, is it simply because they think, well, you know, I can tell them anything because either, A, this person is weak in the spirit and they're easily dominated or intimidated, or is it, B, simply because maybe on some subconscious, and I know that doesn't even apply when you're talking about multiple personality disorder per se, the way we'd understand it, on some subconscious level they're reaching out or authorized to go to you, give you a certain amount of information, the idea that you know, it's an attack sort of thing, that they're coming against you.
Many folks over the years, they've come looking for, outwardly, you say, I'm going for help, and I need this, and I need this. Mm-hmm. But we've learned enough now, begin to detect in the beginning, is this a reconnaissance meeting? Did they come just to find out who we are, what our names are, where we meet, how many people work with us? That's happened again and again. Mm-hmm. And what we've done is we've just simply been open, like Judas. You can come in, but we know, you know, We do counter surveillance,
yes,
both spiritually and physically, and we've caught a number of folks that have come into it that way, and they're wanting to target, take it, you know, they want to take maybe even a picture of us off a brochure back to their coven, and they're gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's happened. We've had a couple times where we felt that, you know, I got so antsy and one night, so bugged with this one multiple that came in, so totally antsy and bugged. That I just, it was like that description in the book of Acts when Paul became agitated, when that girl had the demon was predicting, and she was, you know, mocking, saying, these are the servants of the Most High God. And he turned around finally and rebuked the demon out of her. Well, that's what was happening this one night. And I told my friends, the staff members, and one of the guys that brought this girl down, I said, listen, she's not here for help. She's here to test us, what we're able to do, we know. And I said, we need to deal with this. Eventually, it turned into a full-blown spiritual warfare to where, you know, they're saying things, we were responding back. They got sick, threw up, and ran off into the woods.
Oh, my God.
And so some of them, like I said, are very, they power. Some of them are very powerful. And there are many Christians that couldn't handle what's going on, many that I know.
Yes.
And I've been a pastor 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you have someone like that are highly trained, Frank, our believers are not highly trained.
Right.
We're pacified, and we've become spectators, but we're not highly trained.
Mm-hmm.
I believe every Christian should be clothed with the Spirit of God as a normal thing, trained to be a soul, clearly biblically trained to do spiritual warfare. You don't have to be a specialist to do exorcism, in a sense. If a demon comes up in some person, you have authority in Christ, Luke chapter 10, verse 17, 18, to command it, to trample, to to order it out in the name of the Lord Jesus, and it happens. And so we've seen teenagers and others, when they appropriate that authority and they're given some training, wow, you know, then they can go out through a lot of great things.
See, and that's what I want people to know. I want people to learn these things, because we're not being trained. We're not being trained in the churches, that's for damn sure. And pardon my language, but it's infuriating to me to see this thing on the surface, these lukewarm churchgoers, because that's all they are. They feel it's a quota, Russ. You know, I'll go and I'll get my hour of God, and then I'm done for the week. And then I go ahead.
Dessert, you know, people go get a main, their main meal is everything else in life, and there's a dessert on the side, that's church.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't do it. Even as a pastor, I need a morning. I mean, I'll preach for 45 minutes to an hour, but my thing was to train on Thursday nights, train and teach courses, do, you know, so much of this stuff. And tell you what, we do a thing called a fire starter weekend where we'll come in on a Friday night, train people. Saturday morning, do some training. There's the deliverance needs. We'll go through some of that with training. Then we'll take people on an outreach and prepare people for a Sunday morning crusade thing where people have gotten saved, delivered, you know, and people have got out on the field. Man, it's really exciting, you know, to see how God will operate, but it's only when we leave everything by faith.
Yes.
Right? We do. We receive the grace of God, of the Lord Jesus, but we manifest it in obedience.
Wow. I love that. That's quote worthy right there. You know, it's amazing. A mutual friend of ours, Zeph Daniel, came to town here, years ago. I guess it was 2003. He did a book signing. He ended up signing books 7 hours straight.
Wow.
And it was really amazing. It's not to say that, you know, the line was miles and miles and miles long. It's just that he took so much time with each individual person. And I remember we all sat down and had dinner after that. And I remember, you know, Zeph praying there in that restaurant. And I watched the lights flicker and dim. It was bizarre. And we were looking around like, this is weird. And yet all the people were sitting, you know, under the same lights that had the same flickering, nothing. It was like invisibility. It was like they just not perceive that. But I've seen things. It's just amazing. I mean, this stuff is very, very real. And it's important people understand that.
Sure.
I guess, should we start with the phone calls?
Oh, fine. Whatever.
All right.
Whatever.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I could talk to you for hours, but I feel like I don't want to deprive somebody that maybe is seeking answers or help. Folks, for 800-313-9443, toll worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And from what I understand, the lines are full. If it just rings through or you get a busy signal, just keep trying, folks. Obviously, when somebody drops off, there's a new slot available for those waiting. So I'm looking at the time here, buddy, and it looks like we're almost up to a break. Now, for you to come and do these weekends, what consists of that? Like, let's say, for example, that I wanted to have you come out here. What would obviously we'd have to, you know, scrounge up some money and get it going to pay for expenses, because it's, you know, it's a little bit of a haul from where you are.
Yeah.
But you know, what else? I mean, how much of an advance notice and things like that would you guys require?
It's good to do it like, you know, 4 to 6 weeks in advance.
Okay.
So that we can, you can recruit people. You can tell them the training that's coming in. And we give some materials to help you do that and to tell them what's going to be coming down. And then just pending. Like, I've gone places in 4 or 5 states just to preach. But sometimes I love to do the whole weekend.
Sure.
Because you get to train people. You get to pray with people. They, you know, they get to see things happen. They get to question. Then you take them out and evangelism and engage. And they come back excited.
Oh, yeah.
What God has done. And
They're seeing proof, you know, maybe for the first time. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA Accept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at CoreDocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, disciples ask Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we're living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but with the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it'll be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the system of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Fastest 4 hours in talk radio tonight, no exception. Our special guest, Pastor Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net, shatterthedarkness.net. Remember that. Check it out often. A lot of stuff going on. And, of course, the brand-new course on the Black Awakening available later today, so technically Friday, tomorrow, if those who haven't seen it. Pastor Russ, welcome back, sir.
Thanks again, Frank.
Thank you so much. A lot of calls, so let's just dive right in. Gene in Montana, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. 2 hours on hold will take the wind right out of your sails. We were introduced to a quote, Christian group up in Calgary, Alberta, by the Cunningham father and son duo. You probably know who they are. They were having a problem with some computer stuff, so we went in to set up a wireless network. I had evaluated, and the guy that runs the show, you know, he had a bunch of pictures around with all these preteen girls, and the thing was, you know, living in a huge, probably million-plus-dollar house, an excessive amount of body piercings, and then we had a party one day, and as I said, there's a steady influx of always these little girls in and out amongst this guy having a meeting, and then we had asked him some questions. And one of the things he had said was, oh, you know, I had asked him, you know, how did you get involved in this? And he had said something along the lines of, oh, you know, we go down to the women's shelter, and we think it's a terrible thing that goes on. I'm thinking to myself, the women's shelters, that's like prime CIA breeding grounds. And it's just, you know, I would like, the funny thing is, when we're around each other, we're both very uncomfortable, and you can feel the evil just emanating from this person. Mm-hmm. I'm completely outgunned here. And I was wondering if I could get in touch with Pastor Russ and see if there's anything we can do to kind of crack down the middle, mm-hmm. and just kind of, you know, plant a seed. And because, like I said, you know, the amount of little girls that comes in and out of this guy's house, mm-hmm. you know, every time we go up there, there's a new batch of little girls he's running around with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, would there be a way for me to contact Pastor Russ off the air?
Excellent.
And I'll take my answer off the air, let you get your next callers. God bless, guys. See you later.
Gene, God bless you, sir. Thank you for that. Sorry for the wait. Pastor Russ, take care.
Sure, Gene. Just check out the website. You can write to me email-wise at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. There's also a phone number on there that you can contact me, and usually you'll get it'll answer, and you can leave a phone number, and I'll recontact you because of the issues of time. I don't answer, I don't have it when I'm dealing with stuff, but if anyone will contact me either way, I will then set up a time we can talk.
Okay.
And some, you know, once I hear the story, we can engage how to respond and how to find out what's going on and how to deal with it.
Yes, absolutely. And if you would like, during the next break, which is coming up here in a few minutes, Russ, you can we'll have Thomas there in the studio. If you leave that number with him, that way people can just call in and ask him that number and you know, so on and so forth. Just for those who don't have internet access, or if you want to give it on the air, you're more than welcome to do that as well.
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to David in North Carolina. Welcome to the show, sir. Davis, are you there? I don't think that is a no. Once.
Okay.
There you are. Okay. See, just the threat of saying, all right, I'm going to hang up on you. There you pop up.
This show, good. I mean, it's so informative. Of course, you hear this in church because I feel like a lot of pastors are really fearful talk about this.
Oh, sure.
And I'm sure they are. I don't even know where to start, so I'm going to keep it real simple. I want to ask this pastor, sins of the fathers, how do they come down upon the children, and is there anything there?
Mm-hmm. Generational curses, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good way to put it.
Yeah.
Right. Sins of the fathers, a number of ways there's handing down. Because the idea of the sarx, the sin nature that's inside of people, if a person's living in a, if a father or grandfather's living in a certain sin pattern and rut, that can be both environmentally and through the transmission to the next generation by that sin nature, give them a predisposition towards those kinds of sins. Along with that can be, for example, grandfather or father or whoever has acquired any demonic presence inside them. The demon then say, I have a right to this bloodline. Literally we call it a familiar spirit or, you know, family spirit. If the father dies, the demon, of course, doesn't live in a dead carcass. It would say, well, I get the son or I get the daughter. And they would want to immediately begin to influence that next generation. Because they live by whatever entrance they're given, and they love to follow that trail. There's a way to break that, of course, in Christ.
Amen. Let me ask you both to hang on. Folks, another short break, only 3 minutes. Stay with us. More from our special guest, Pastor Russ Izdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net is the website. Lots of amazing information there. Check it out often. And please stay with us. We're in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the disease that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. The idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time, liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. Toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families fail to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled us to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now at solar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Our guest, Pastor Russ Dizdar. His website, shatterthedarkness.net. Welcome back to Russ.
Thank you, Frank. Good to be back.
Really enjoying this, and I'm getting a lot out of it. I'm sure all of the listeners are as well. Our number, 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Davidson, North Carolina. Welcome back, sir, and please go ahead.
Right, and the pastor will recognize from Proverbs, taking the dog by the ears. And I've been guilty of that,
mm-hmm.
And especially if I perceive a great injustice from an evil entity. And it took me a long time to realize that it's not flesh and blood, but it is a spiritual war.
Mm-hmm.
And once I learned that, things got a lot better for me.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not tempted, but constantly to get dogged by the ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was talking about symbols, the rings left in his couch. I saw a church, this is just proof of what he said, 300 miles from where I am now, where Buddhas were placed behind every picture and every fixture in the church. Okay?
Sure.
That church almost went in the ground, and so it was out there. They were accidentally just discovered.
Right.
The place was cleaned out. The church went the other way. And the scariest thing to me when I was a milk drinker, not even a milk drinker, a pastor friend of mine who had been on the other side all the way, sold out, God got to another individual, and he realized how deceived he had been. And he became a terror to them. He lives in the Pacific Northwest. And he just terrorized satanic groups and all these people. He was just relentless, like a bulldog, you know. And but told me, his wife told me that when they were in that, and this, I got cold chills. It scared me with an inch of my life. She said that he appeared to her 300 miles away, and she saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was that far gone, where he knew how to do things. Okay, if that's true, and I have all reason to believe it's true from the evidence from their fruit lives.
Yeah,
and but I got cold chills. It scared me with an inch of my life.
Well, Davis, we learned the same principle when I was a Buddhist, the Golden Buddha meditation under Master Aung. We learned how to leave the body, and I can tell you exactly. I mean, I know the feeling of it, and it takes an attachment of demonic presence to help that. But yeah, part of the warfare of the satanic side is they love to learn to leave the body, to astral project out, and they do psychic warfare. They do That's part of the warfare. You can literally, there's almost sometimes in the warfare issue, not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual realm. The demons empower that extension. You get a sense of the actual person being there. And so I would not discount that, but I do know that we've learned to pray when we've ever felt that happen. We rebuke the demonic presence the person has. Attack that, and we even had them tell us that that snaps them right back into their body when they've been out to look, remote view us or astral project and come out and do some kind of harm. And we've detected that or prayed against the demons. Literally, their spirit snaps to their body. And we've also done deliverance on a remote once, and they were not able to leave their body again.
Messed up their to travel miles, huh? Last thing I have for you is just that anybody who does not believe there is a Satan and that he's real and there's a God and he's real, spend a little time on a battlefield somewhere, okay? You'll know it right then. It's different. It smells different. It sounds different. And you'll know you're definitely in another dimension, brother.
Wow.
Satan walks battlefields, as God does. And I'm a firm believer. I know that I know, because I've been there. And I've had times in my life. Kason was worst 77 days of my entire life. It never stopped. Surely Satan himself was there, but God himself was there. And if you don't believe there's a Satan, battlefield for a few minutes, you'll be a believer.
Wow.
And that's all I had to say. But listen, I certainly appreciate your effort, Pastor. And Frank, thank you for having him. And I'm thankful he said, well, I'm going to learn something before tonight's up.
Hey, me too, brother.
And God bless you. And remember, I'm praying for you.
Hey, I appreciate that, Davis. Thank you so much, sir. I got your message, and I'll be getting back to you here soon.
Take care, buddy.
All right, you too. God bless. Fantastic stuff. Pastor Russ, before we continue with the calls, do you comment about that, what Davis was saying about the battlefield? I think that's pretty significant.
It is significant because the first thing in my mind is, I agree. Both would be on the field in this sense, though.
Yeah.
Satan's there to revel in the blood. God's there to redeem the broken. God's there to redeem. Because in the great millennium, when Christ returns, during 1,000 years when Satan is bound, there is no war. The Prince of Peace, he will end it. And that's the good news. But on the battle, bloody places where these guys have been, where he's been, demons revel in human agony and blood and slaughter. God comes to redeem, and there is a difference.
Well said. That's amazing. Again, folks, our phone number 800-313-9443. Bert in Ohio, welcome to the show, brother.
Hello, Frank. How you doing tonight?
Doing well.
Hello, Mr. Justar. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, Bert. Thank you.
Yeah, you're dead on target with what you're sharing. I mean, I grew up, and I got caught in a music thing, and I escaped it, and from then on, I've had this, these weird occurrences happen to me, and I've had people that I've worked with and stuff like that. People say, you're just a product of what had happened. That's why so you're oversensitive in certain areas, and you're kind of condemned for that and whatnot. And anyway, I've worked with like people that I have called into this very show. Matter of fact, Ray a long time ago, who kind of Frank remembers him or not, but and then Shay here that's called in.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into a couple. I mean, this put me at like a stopping point. Either I go forward or I move away. Or the husband is in law enforcement. The wife is a bank, works at a bank as a teller. I met him through martial art training, and this is very alarming. I'm going to share it in a very light manner. But they were all about the whole UFO thing, and I figured it was just another knockoff. Fulfilling someone's desires type of thing through listening to Coast or something like that. Well, she actually showed me these marks on her shoulder blade, like a little triangle with like perfect little circles. And that's the first time I've ever seen something like that. You know what? I think I'm in too deep on this. I'm asking for some understanding on it. I mean, what is your experience with that? Because I believe it's all demonic, period.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that before? I mean, is that part of that too? Or, I mean, how somebody like me who's just basically a ground pounder who just, you know, goes at it because I came at it once myself in the music thing. I can relate at a certain level. I've tried to help people. I mean, I don't know, man. Either I'm in too deep or the Lord's trying to tell me something or something. I don't know. But I kind of draw a blank here, man.
Excellent, excellent questions.
First, I'd say you're not in deep enough yet. God wants to take you further so you can help people. So don't be afraid. Just listen to him. Learn from him. There's a great book out there for anybody called The Dark Side of the Supernatural. It touches on this very issue. The little triangle, the circles you're talking about, is also used in ritual format, high ritual format, power cone, chains, demonic presence. I believe that it's all demonic also. There's ground-level demonic issues that we're dealing with. There's territorial. There's also principalities in the air. Mm-hmm. So the visions and so forth that are coming from what they call aliens, yeah, they're aliens, demonic alien. I mean, they're entities, but they're of the same class of the demons, and they're deceiving on a different level. They can speak and give people experiences and all kinds of stuff, and they can literally cause you to see things and what else. But we've also found in abductees and things like that the only way to stop those visitations is the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's able to break that you know, the visitation of Greys or Pleiadians or any of the rest of them. They have found the authority. Joe Jordan from Roswell and others, Guy Malone down there, they know the authority of Christ can expel those entities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just it alarmed me. I've never seen anything physical before,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Bizdar. I've never seen that. And I've been shook up for about a week and a half now over it, and because I've always thought it as a spiritual plane thing from my experience. You know, I just want to share also with people who are struggling or have been through it, came out of it, or even involved in it now. I just want to put out there that, you know, when Jesus Christ does deliver you, you will come out stronger than what you were before you went into it, and you can make a difference through that experience and turn it from a negative to a positive. And I've seen it in my own life and my friends as well. I just wanted to share that. So,
amen to that. Well, before you drop off here, Bert, Russ,
yeah.
if you can you, for somebody maybe like Bert or any of us who've sort of, the first time you encounter something physical, I mean, it is, I don't care how much, you know, theoretically you're ready for it, it changes the way you see everything, and it really does bring to light the reality of this whole thing. And just like anything else, it's just like God's acting on your life. When you realize that, I mean, your heart swells. I mean, you tear up. You feel it, and you know it, and it's a beautiful thing. Well, the same thing when you have the physical manifestations as well. It is very traumatic for somebody to have something become, like I said, theoretical to reality. Can you talk maybe about some of your experiences in these things? If only to let people know that, you know, here you are, you've seen it, you've been through it, and you're good.
Me?
No, Pastor Russ.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, especially when you see deliverance for the first time. I've had it where there's people around me when it has occurred. Because everybody comes around, we do seminars, they say, Russ, take us. They all want me to take them out there and write some, you know, something happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. It works in the sense that, you know, we deal with people and things, you know, whatever's there, we command, you know, when we need to for things to manifest or if they manifest. It's weird when demonic, a literal entity is looking through you, through human eyes, they've been taken over, and they speak to you, they know your name, and they curse you, do whatever else, or they say things, and you engage that. There's a presence behind both sides. You are literally engaging what began as a cosmic war with Ezekiel 28 and is here on the field, and they are vicious. So it is weird. It's weird to see things, feel things, have them attack, to be visited, to have all the different things we've seen. And in multiples, it's a lot difficult because the demons like to slide off to another personality if you deal with them. So all I can say again is, you know, God made us strong. Acts 9:22, when Saul of Tarsus got saved powerfully, look at that experience, how he got saved. And he was waiting. He got filled with the Spirit of God as he grew more and more powerful. And I think that's what all believers in these days of the satanic ramping up, we need to grow more and more powerful. powerful in the Word of God, powerful in the Spirit of the Lord, powerful in prayer. And, you know, God wants immovable believers. I mean, when we fight, and here's an important part of that. When we fight the demonic, it's okay to do it sternly and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not forget that when we're dealing with people, it's the compassion of Christ, the grace of Christ. Because in some situations, I've seen some, you know, brand new people, you know, grapple people, and you're yelling, you know, and I've learned you don't have to yell. It's not the person, it's the demon you're dealing with.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it is. It's just, it blows you away. But here's what it does, too. We've always told, if we have people bring, we've had people from 50 churches bring us demonized people. We've had colleges bring us demonized people. Here's what we tell them. Okay, you bring them, you stay in the room with us when we do this.
Yes.
And all of us, you know, in many of those cases, when full manifestation occurs, see what goes on, they're changed. What the biblical scripture that they've read, I mean, they might know that they know the Lord, and they know, you know, but now they've seen something so horrific and read their eyes. I have seen people repent that have watched that. Of course, I stand there to pray and cover them too in prayer that they won't be attacked, because sometimes that happens. They look for, you know, demons look for a weak link and, or to scare somebody or whatever. So, again and again, people are seeing the stuff, and they are blown away. But they're also blown away by the mercy and the compassion. Because I think deliverance, again, Mark chapter 5, there was a man with the shreds of humanity left, very little humanity left whatsoever, and Jesus encountered him. And after the encounter, that deliverance is a compassionate, redeeming thing. After the encounter, he's clothed, he's in his right mind, he's ready to follow Jesus or tell anybody about Jesus. Before, he's naked, he's killing himself, he's crazed. In modern day, they'd probably have him highly dosed on Prozac.
Yep.
In a straitjacket in a psych ward.
Mm-hmm.
With no way of getting out of it and tormented. Demons don't just like to come and kill right away. They love to live in a host, to use it, to revel in it, to gain other, you know, demonic access, bring other demons into it. And they love to just use as long as possible. Well,
say something?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I got to jump because he's really hitting hard with me right now.
Good.
I just got to say something. You know, my downfall has always been back when I smoked up the people in Molly Hatchet and everything else back in the day when I was messing with this stuff. Even though for some, you know, reason God saw favor in me and pulled me out of it, still alive and moving forward, I still have sort of a shattered, I call it a shattered personality, because I came out, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I apologize. Quick break here, folks. Pastor Russ Izdar, really just amazing information, folks. Be a part of the program. Very easy. 800-313-9443. Toll for worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
It's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, the energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to Coffee King Biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural clean products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's SOLAYwell.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
So once again, just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released to the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Frankly Speaking Radio is what you're listening to. And, of course, guests, just amazing stuff from Pastor Russ Dizdar. The website, www.shatterthedarkness.net. Pastor Russ, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank. It's good to be here and talk with some friends.
I'm really enjoying it, my friend. Let's continue with Bert in Ohio. Sorry for the interruption, my friend. Go ahead.
It's okay, my friend. That whole part of my life, and, you know, and the Lord, you know, seeing me through it and out of it, you know, the scarring's always going to be there, man. Or, you know, like the sensitivity factor. I heard both of the other callers, they know the Lord, too, and they both have that same sensitivity. My problem's always been how to separate or deal with it in a productive fashion when you're dealing with somebody that you know for a fact, period, that are being hit in some capacity in regards to what you're bringing to the table tonight. And also further, I'm finding out now for the first time in my life that my, you know, put on your favorite jester, you know, clown suit and try to bedazzle and fuse those things that you're opposing to for the purpose of hitting them, you know, with the love of the Lord. I mean, man, you know what, partner? It's not going to work with these people I'm dealing with now. And that's the real issue that I'm contending with here. And you brought up the fact of being, you know, passionate and stuff like that. And I don't know if I have the ability to, because of what I've been through, because it is such a personal issue to me in the first place, because I can see it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. On approaching it in a capacity that, let's say, you can. I guess that's why you're where you're at and I'm where I'm at. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, it's conflicting there, and I'm trying to figure it out. That's all done.
Well, and you're doing the right thing. And, again, the Lord's working in life. And, again, he wants you to grow, be strong in the Lord. We're all growing. I, to this very day, you know, I love to grow and learn and commit myself to, you know, learning and experiencing and being better at all that we do. We all have experiences. Of, you know, we've all been through bloody messes spiritually and battles and so forth. And you have. Jesus also is, you know, he's a healer of the wounded heart. And he's the one that when we receive the comfort and grace and mercy that comes from him in our own lives, not only does it bring healing to us, but then we have a tremendous can tell others. And when it comes to demonic stuff in people, you know, if they don't even recognize, maybe they are deceived. You know, I pray what I call pray over their heads. I pray against demonic that might be influencing them, because you don't just walk up and say, you know what, in the name of Jesus, you know, and you get crazy with them. If they're in a belief systems where, you know, they don't even think that there's any, you know, any demonic or whatever, you pray for the exposure of the demons. You hit the demons up with spiritual warfare and just continue to seek to minister to the person. Sometimes it's tough. One day I was at a, and I don't know if I told this the last time I was here or not, I was at a restaurant, and seeing one away from me, I looked over, and it's Gene Simmons from the rock group Kiss.
Huh.
And it was just a strange encounter, very, very, very arrogant concerning money. Anyway, I prayed as hard as I could. How am I going to get to him? What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, 'cause when I was lost in partying and into all kinds of crazy stuff and drugs, I would go to those concerts, and there he was, you know, spitting out that whatever red stuff, you know, and, mm-hmm. and listening to all those songs. Well, here was my opportunity now, many years later. And bottom line is it worked out to where I got to engage him publicly in that restaurant.
I want to hear more about this. Yeah.
Sure, we'll tell more about that.
Okay, sounds good. Folks, please stay with us. We have to knock out this legal identification, and then we head into the home stretch, the final hour of the program. Get your calls in the queue now while you can. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And back with more Frankly Speaking Radio after this.
It's true.